There's no place like home. Unless, of course, it's in a state of chaos. Are you overwhelmed by the sheer volume of things you've accumulated throughout the decades, yet realize the need to downsize? Or perhaps you find the idea of decluttering and preparing for a move just too large of a task to tackle. Hi, I'm Suzanne Albee, owner of Be Organized Seattle. It's normal to feel overwhelmed when it's time to downsize. We understand firsthand how stressful a move can be, but also know how to meet those challenges. We are here to help you simplify your hive by working alongside you. We can help you sort your belongings, prepare for an estate sale, get your home ready to put on the market, handle your move logistics, and even take on your to-do list. In summary, we're here to help make your life a lot easier and can take care of the details from start to finish. And we do all of this with a compassionate, confidential, and judgment-free approach. Get to know our helpful bees in the greater Puget Sound area or in many cities across the U.S. by giving us a buzz at 206-627-0957 or visit beorganized.com. That's B-E-E organized.com.
The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we are here on this amazing fall season. And, you know, for all of us that are approaching the fall and getting back in September, it's like there's a lot of things that we need to think about. You know, how do we prepare for the serious things? And we are very privileged today to have one of our favorite guests in the world, and that is the wonderful Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Daphne, welcome back. As usual, we love having you.
I like being here, so you're even.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm really excited because it's like people have been on the summer vacations and we're not thinking about serious things, and then all of a sudden it's like life catches up. And it's September, and we have to start taking care of business, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have seen senior loved ones over the summer holidays, and after a lot of times, they've been quarantined in certain cases. And you know, I guess overall, it's like a lot of us are stepping into a lot more, quote unquote, caregiver duties or family caregiver duties. What are you finding right now this time of year?
Well, true to form, I'm finding that we are getting busy. September, October is usually our busy time. I think it's the rhythm of life, like you talked about. We don't check out, but we certainly renew our charge our batteries, I guess, in the summertime. And so now it's school is back in session. We're getting into rhythms of life, and now, like you said, we're having to jump into real life again, not summertime life. Yeah. And so what I'm finding in my world right now is, and this is a little bit heartbreaking for me, but of late at Pinnacle, we are having younger sons and daughters having to help their parents who are in their early to mid-70s.
What's causing that, do you think?
So at Pinnacle, we're finding that families are dealing with Parkinson's, and usually along with that is coming some kind of cognition challenge, some form of dementia. We've also had very young people having strokes. And so it's really odd to be dealing with 70-year-olds. Usually I'm working with people who are in their eighth or ninth decade. And so what's causing some of the challenge is that people who are in their 30s or early 40s are usually raising their own families, have full-time jobs, are really challenged with all of these things that they didn't think they had to talk about or think about in terms of what is a power of attorney? What does it mean that I can't see my loved one in the hospital? How do I do that? What services are available? And so I have really had a plethora of people who have needed to have someone like myself, an advisor, to help guide them through the maze of our medical system.
Right.
So that, I mean, there's a lot of things that I do, but this is one of them that is becoming more valuable to my clients and their families. Everything is still a little off, a little odd.
Do you think a part of it could be, I know there's a lot of things that are happening post-COVID. Maybe there was an underlying condition that wasn't necessarily you know, in need of help, but as you're more vulnerable to, you know, being older, over 65, are you finding some of that at all?
You know, that could be a part of it, and certainly this is all just anecdotal, but I do think that there might be some case of our health not being dealt with properly. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's even as simple as having telehealth visits with your doctor instead of in person. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the situation of not being able to have the surgery that was elective, but really it wasn't so elective and should have been mm-hmm. taken care of. There could be a lot of things, but I do know that doing the basics, and I'm going to just my three-legged stool of medication, hydration, and nutrition. Medication, hydration, and nutrition.
And they've been quarantined, so they're not taking care of themselves.
No, and so those things are so important. I mean, I know it just sounds trite, but please get some protein. Please drink your water, and please be sure that you're not dropping your medication.
Yeah, and I think too, just the lack of income that people have had, they're not eating healthy food. Yeah. So a lot of that is contributing.
Yeah.
So this younger 35, 40-year-old that's not even on their radar.
No.
Do they really understand what's in front of them fully? You know, they're not prepared. They've never taken care of anybody before, except maybe they're a parent, you know. But it's a whole different ball of wax with seniors.
They have no idea what they're stepping into. And that's where, you know, to all of our listeners, please tell others about there's placement navigators, there's placement mm-hmm. advisors. Pinnacle Senior Placements is here to help people. Just give us a call. I know I sound like a broken record, but doggone it, people need help, and we're here to help
right.
them.
And the thing is, they don't, and you can help them whether they're going to an assisted living or not. That's not the issue. So
no.
A lot of things I think sometimes people feel like, well, I don't want to be forced into putting my parent into assisted living, so I'm not going to call. That's not the reason not to call. And I think that's why we really need to emphasize that.
Yeah. With people here at Pinnacle, with our team at Pinnacle, we are here as an information post. We are here to help you. And the sooner you call, the better it is in terms of gathering information and preparing. Very, very seldom do I ever have someone that I'm just like, I don't know why they called me.
Exactly.
It just doesn't happen. And so I'm always excited about having somebody give us a call.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that gets overwhelming for people who are faced with, let's say, an emergency hospitalization or somebody who had an accident and now they're in the ER and the person to help doesn't even have power of attorney yet. You know, many, many families don't have the paperwork in place. And I want to clarify something. So many times families will say to me, but I have an executor for my will.
That's not the same.
No, the executor for your will is for after you've passed away.
Mm-hmm.
That's after you have taken your last breath.
Mm-hmm.
The power of attorney, both financial and medical, are all about while you're living and in the event that you cannot advocate for yourself. You want to assign someone when you are competent, clear-minded, and can make a good decision,
mm-hmm.
know what you're signing, choose someone who would know your values, your desires, your wishes,
right.
that can help speak for you. A power of attorney mm-hmm. speaks for you. They are not the person after you've died that my will is going to be, you know, executed this way.
Right.
Two different things. So that's one thing that I've run into a lot. And a lot of people get confused by that. You don't even have to be 35 to be confused about that.
Well, and I think it's a really important conversation to have, because here's the thing. This power of attorney needs to advocate for you and not for their own purposes. You know, just because mom or dad might feel one way, it doesn't mean that you, as a power of attorney, have a right to inflict your values on them.
That's
so
correct.
A lot of times what I run into is say, well, mom and dad, you know, that the doctor's advising that mom has only thick and liquids. Mom wants to drink water, right? And you're sitting there as a power of attorney going, you know, how do I help make that decision? And, you know, I had to really sometimes you will find as you're taking care of a loved one, you're going to have conflicting values. But the main thing to remember as an responsibility as power of attorney is it's about their life, not yours. And that's the thing that I think is really important, to really have that core feeling of, you know, do I know this person enough to be able to make those decisions? And can you trust that person if for any reason incapacitated, that they will act on your behalf, not on their own agenda?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You hit on some really good points. I've just recently had a couple of family members that have called Adult Protective Services, APS, on the power of attorney because that family member didn't understand what the responsibilities of the power of attorney was.
Right.
So it was an unfounded claim that there was any kind of financial or physical or emotional abuse being done. But nonetheless, it pointed out to me that we really need to have conversations within families, mm-hmm. you know, with a family attorney, with a financial planner, with the person that's doing your tax preparing. Sometimes they might know just enough to be able to say, yes, talk to this person.
Mm-hmm.
Or someone like us. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a financial planner. But I know how to get you to people who can help you.
Correct.
And that's the piece that's really important.
Well, I think this hour, we're going to discuss several different aspects of what does that mean if you're taking care of a loved one? What is your quote-unquote job description? And I think one of the things that Daphne and I are going to explore with you guys this hour is what does that mean not only in healthcare, but financial and legal? And how do you best serve and be the best advocate that you can be? So in the meantime, Daphne, how do we reach you and tell us really briefly about Pinnacle?
Well, Pinnacle Senior Placements has been in business now. We're in our seventh year. I've been helping families for 21 years. And what we do is help families navigate care communities that are available when someone needs a little extra support. Usually that's out of their home, but we also can help with in-home care and get you connected with people who can come into your home on the time frames that you want and give mm-hmm. you the support to keep you safe and dignified life. Our services are completely free. And you can reach us the easiest at 855. Our phone number starts with 855-734-1500. And then also at our website, you can reach us at pinnacleseniorplacements.com. And all of those words are spelled out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even catch some videotapes there, some podcasts that Suzanne and I have done in the past. So all
hundreds of them.
Yes,
you can learn a lot about from Daphne and get to know her on her website. And for everyone else that's listening to this show, we're very excited you're here and look forward to being back with you right after this.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.